fewer daily Facebook users. It's a first, and it's clobbering Facebook Meta's stock. I'm David Brancaccio. Big tech stocks are down this morning in futures trading. People were, a polite term is, startled by quarterly results from Facebook's parent company Meta late yesterday, and to a lesser extent from the music and talk service Spotify, both surprised with gloomy outlooks. Meta Facebook stock right now down 21% pre-market. If that holds today, that would wipe out on paper the equivalent to all the stock market value of, say, AT&T. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Hey, David, Meta's fourth quarter earnings report has definitely taken investors by surprise. Profits were down 8% for the final 3 months of 2021. The company says it lost $10 billion last year on its metaverse business. It's investing heavily there. This is virtual reality, augmented reality. It's the first time it's broken out that category in an earnings report. At the same time, Meta is losing ad revenue. It's blaming inflation and Apple's privacy settings. And on top of all of that, they're actually down users. Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook and Instagram are seeing increased competition, specifically from TikTok, and they're down a million daily active users globally. And that's just not what Wall Street is used to hearing.
And over at Spotify?
Yeah, and there the problem appears to be paid subscriptions. Spotify has a two-part business, right? Paid subscriptions and then users who listen for free and get served ads. Overall, users grew to a record 406 million, but Spotify says it will likely miss expectations in terms of paid subscriber growth this quarter. Now, analysts have historically looked at paid subscribers to measure Spotify's revenue potential. So if growth is slowing there, perhaps that affects the company down the line. One can argue that ad revenues are important now with all the podcasts Spotify has, but there's controversy there with Joe Rogan's podcast and COVID misinformation. So there's uncertainty, at least in the short term, and investors aren't happy.
No, they're not. Nova, thank you. All of this, as he says, is casting a pall over tech stocks in general. The NASDAQ future is down 2.3% now. The Dow future down not as much, 0.4%, 152 points. The S&P future down 1.2%. More than 6.5 million electric cars were sold around the world in 2021. That is more than double the number sold in 2020, triple 2019's total. This is from a new report from the International Energy Agency, IEA. That result is despite the global confounding shortage of semiconductor chips and other fouled links in the supply chain that have slowed all vehicle production during the pandemic. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Much of the growth in electric car sales is happening in China, but Europe and the U.S. aren't far behind.
The electric vehicle market is booming in the United States because we have such a great selection now.
Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions says now that it's possible to buy all sorts of electric cars, SUVs, and trucks, more people are doing it and seeing neighbors do it.
The biggest thing to increase the adoption of electric vehicles in the United States will be more electric vehicles in the United States. Simply having an experience with somebody who has had one will drive this up.
Until now, it's primarily been government policy driving the increase in EV production and sales, says Alan Jen at the University of California, Davis.
But nowadays, people are seeing the value in this technology, and you know, it's getting hard for automakers to keep up with the demand.
Still, electric vehicles only make up about 9% of cars sold worldwide. Gas-powered SUVs, meanwhile, account for about 45%, IEA says. And sales of those also set a record last year. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
The Biden administration has ordered federal agencies to buy only zero-emissions cars and trucks within 13 years, while the U.S. Postal Service has offered a plan that leaves its fleet only 10% electric by that time, 2035. The Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, says he doesn't have the money to do better. Multiple published reports say the Biden administration is telling the post office that sticking with 90% fossil fuel power by 2035 does not cut it. We tend to see inflation at the consumer level, retail prices, but there's also wholesale inflation that raises costs to companies to produce what you buy. Yet lo and behold, profit margins for companies in the S&P 500 are on pace to be substantially above where they were before the pandemic, according to the financial data firm FactSet. How's that? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
When you call the Ford Lincoln dealership in Waukee, Iowa, the hold music lets you know how it's doing. It is a good time for the dealership. Everything sells as soon as it's on the lot. That includes four-year-old used cars that are going for the original manufacturing price. Scott Polite is president and operating partner of the dealership.
I've been doing this 31 years, and I still shake my head every day, and I'm worried, you know, about what our customers will think.
Polite says raising prices means the dealership has been able to offset its increased costs, give staff a raise, and bring profits back up. But the pricing works because people really want cars right now. Alan Dettmeister is an economist at UBS.
So a firm can't just arbitrarily push up their prices if people aren't willing to pay those prices.
Dettmeister says if prices go too high, people will go to competitors. Or
if you are seen as gouging prices, then that can lead to consumers having a negative view of your company.
Companies have to read the room, so to speak, and figure out what consumers are willing to pay. For some things, it's not that much more. Victoria Fernandez is with Crossmark Global Investments.
When you're talking about your eggs or your milk or your protein that you're buying at the grocery store, that's not really where you want to get hit.
Fernandez points out that one of the country's largest grocery stores, Walmart, said it's swallowing some of its increased costs. But demand for certain products can give other companies what's known as pricing power.
So you need to have that power in order to take those increased costs you're getting from your supply chain and pass them on to the consumer.
Or even better, make a profit. Fernandez says it's likely that retail prices will stay high, even if costs go back down. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And there's a new survey showing many people think when a central bank raises interest rates, as the Fed will likely do next month, that increases inflation, even if any economist will tell you the opposite is what should happen. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.